Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Mr. Rondarian.
Hey.
How are you?
Okay.
How was your trip?
It was fun.
Good. Good. All right. So how's everything been since you've been back?
It's been okay.
Ew. Now, I know we do have a few things we need to discuss, my darling.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what the verification process is for retention calls? Like, what do you have to do to make sure that the account is verified?
Name of the account and the shipping address.
Okay, and one more thing. It's the last thing is the brand of the product, like the Aspen Acreage CBD oil and supplements or the Fleur Skin Cream and Eye Serums. You got to say the brand for the product.
Correct. I have been saying the brands lately.
Correct. And QA has been popping you for those. What is the Alabama emergency appointment line protocol for closing calls and regarding customer names?
Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. Enjoy your day. First name, spell it out to them. Like you just asked them to spell it to you and just repeat it to them.
What is protocols when you sit on a dead air call? Like if you get a dead air call, what's protocol for that one?
Thank you for calling customer support. Customer support, release an additional response, release an additional response.
And about how long should that take?
Less than 30 seconds.
Typically, yes, sir. And, you know, whether customer's on the line or not, we always open and close branding with thank you for calling customer support.
Correct.
Now, so those were QA issues that we just addressed right there. Those were for a Koala Brownstone call that you took on the 13th, a Alabama emergency appointment call you took on the 15th, the 16th for the same campaign, Alabama Emergency. And the last one was that I went over was Healthy Living, where you didn't brand the closing part. You didn't thank them for calling customer support. Now, on 3/19, you did take a Koala Brownstone call and a Peak Precision call that were under 30 seconds, but the manner in which they handled was the issue. For the Koala Brownstone, you just stopped responding to the customer and you disconnected on them. I did pull up the disconnect report and it did show it was you. Then for the Peak Precision, you incorrectly opened the call because you were talking to someone else in your background. You didn't even try and open the call with the customer, and then you disconnected without even attempting to see what if there was a customer. What's going on, darling? Talk to me.
Yes. Now, those two issues I am aware of, and I've been meaning to talk to you about that. I was going to, when you called, I knew you was going to call. I just had a feeling. I said, she's going to call. I was waiting for you to call yesterday, but I was going to talk to you about that because that was just a mistake and just...
And you know what I do whenever I get calls like this? I always go in and see if you posted anything in the IG.
Yes, and I didn't post nothing because it was my fault. I do understand.
What's going on? Talk to me. Talk to me because this is getting a little ridiculous, sir. What can we do to help fix this? Hello?
Well, that just was saying an error. That was my fault right there.
Okay.
But
no.
Far as otherwise and going forward, it's been okay.
All
right. It's been running smooth.
I hope your little vacation helped you out mentally, because I know we all need them here and there. I got one coming up myself. All right, sir. You know you are efficient. You are comfortable on a computer. You do effectively use your script. You know how to handle the calls. And you follow protocol when you put forth that effort. You are honestly one of the best agents on my team. I will be honest with you on that. I'm a prune your feathers on this. You are a good agent, Rondarian. We got to get these little things fixed, because if we continue dealing with these, you know, we're going to keep moving up. Because those issues will cause clients to terminate their contracts with us, because it's violating the call handling policy that they gave us to put into place. And that states that we always verify the accounts. We always make sure we thank them for calling customer service or whatever a campaign specifies for the Alabama appointment line. The closing on those, I don't know if you're just not reading it verbatim, but for Alabama emergency appointment line, you know what I'm talking about. You right. have to say the closing part of that verbatim to whatever is on the script page. Stop deviating off of that one. Say verbatim for that little thing on their script page, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, if you receive a call where there's no customer on the line, you state disposition and call due to no response, and then you immediately disposition after that third time and go. The final thing was, we did talk on the 12th of this month, and due to the continued issues, this is going to be a verbal warning. You know, should further infractions occur, further documentations up to and including removal of at-home privileges will occur, or and termination. But we're going to get it fixed, right?
Correct.
All right. And you're going to let me know if there's anything I can do to help too, right?
Correct.
All right. I need your autograph, my good sir.
All right.
Do you remember how to go around that or to get to that? Did you leave me?
Uh-uh.
I got trust issues. Here you go. But I'm serious, Mr. Davis Roby.
I got you.
Stop being so mean to the customer. Your username will be R. Davis Roby. Mm-hmm. And then your password will be rdavisruby@ASK. You can choose to remember if you want.
Every time I go
now,
to school, I always forget.
Oh, I understand. You know how the format is. The date of occurrence, today's date, this little top box is everything we just went over. And the empty box underneath that is for you to say what you want to say. And if you want to refuse to sign, you can choose to mark it, leave it as refusal to sign as yes, or you can change it to no to put your name in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're still reading. I'm sorry, dear. And you're using the work supplied headset, right?
Correct.
All right. I'm just making sure you weren't still using that Bluetooth. Well, that's what messes up your calls because they're not compatible with the technology, which is what keeps causing the dead errors or the drops in your calls, which is why we can't overturn those, and which gets you in trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, my dear. So now that we got that out of the way, other than that, how's everything been going? How's life?
Okay. Might get ready to go to the military.
What? Military? What branch?
Air Force.
So you go into the smart ones.
Yes.
Okay. What brought that on?
To better myself. A better future.
I support that. I fully support that. That's a very good reason to join. I really have no complaints on that. You still going to try and work?
Yes. I want to do it.
Are you thinking of... Gotcha. Gotcha. I was about to ask that. My extra reserve are active. Okay. My best friend's actually... his name's Charlie. He's actually in the Air Force. He's a reserve member. I can say that it's improved his outlook on life. I can say that with confidence. But sometimes I feel like he got a little too confident and I just won't fight him. Like, sir, sir, do you know who I am? I'm not scared of you. How's home life?
That's good.
Y'all boys make it so difficult for me to try and have a little conversation with y'all. How you like your work? Talk to me. This is your chance.
That's great. I like it.
All right. I suppose I'll take that. I'll take that. Do you have any questions for me? Be about anything.
No.
Within reason. I'm going to have to get better at this. I'm going to have to get better at the small talking.
Not that I'm sure of. I believe everything. Okay.
Okay. Well, I do want to thank you so much for your time. And, you know, reach out to us, talk to us. We don't bite. We would like to hear from you. Let us know if there's anything we can do to help, okay?
Okay.
Don't let these customers get to you. I know sometimes we have that one customer that'll throw us off and just give us a bad day, but don't let them affect work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and let us know if there's anything we can do, okay?
All right.
All right. Bye, darling. Have a good day.
You too.